Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio with me, I have my buddy Bill the producer, who's just really hanging out, not really producing. Or is he?
I have not produced anything in years.
True. But
I'm a producer who doesn't produce.
He's a diver.
Kind of like a dive instructor who doesn't instruct.
Okay, fair enough. Bubble Boy is in with us, James.
Oh, he has been making bubbles right and left, I'll tell you what.
Which is remarkable, being that we're on the surface.
It's remarkable.
That's a whole nother
issue.
Good,
but it's remarkable.
Yeah, I think there's an ointment or something to clear up that issue, maybe.
I'll have none of that.
Yeah, but we got a full crew here in the studio, also via the web. We have Jerry the Diver Guy and Phil Narcosis.
Phil Narcosis from Palm Beach, Florida, dive capital of the world. Hi, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
What's
Phil?
What's going on?
And then, of course, Jerry the Diver Guy up there in Virginia hanging out. Is it cold and snowy, I'm guessing, Jerry, or what?
Unfortunately, it is.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we can just talk, send warm thoughts up your way.
No diving going on up there, right?
Yeah, none.
No diving.
I don't think.
No.
Ice diving, maybe.
No.
You could search around and find some ice diving up there.
But, you know, the reason why I'm on the show, it's Saturday. I'm usually diving on Saturdays here in Palm Beach, Greg.
Yeah.
And we've had 6-foot seas the last week and a half straight. And I've been like taking up macrame and meditation and stuff just to try to calm the scuba diving beast. I can't calm it.
Yes. Okay. Well, at least we'll talk about it for the next couple of hours. And hey, to help lead off the show, though, we got a big gun. We brought in the big guns big time. And I'm talking about John Chatterton, one of the original shadow divers, is on with us via the web. So he sounds like he's right here with us, but he's really not. He's at his home base of operations down there in Fort Lauderdale. But he is on Scuba Radio. John, how are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing, guys? I'm hiding out here in Florida too.
You're hiding.
Crappy day.
Yeah, it's
a crappy day.
Day
down here. It's not so bad.
Yeah, okay. A crappy day in Florida is like a great day up in Virginia where Jerry is. But hey, we'll talk about diving and places to go, things to do, living the life. You know, John Chatterton, which he's like a super diver and one of the original shadow diver guys. And I'm fortunate enough to call
John.
This guy,
John is as impressed with himself as you are.
Well, yeah, and as he should be. He's had like two or three or God knows how many books written about him now. And, and last week I was raving about this new book, Pirate Hunters, which I don't know. What would you call this, like the sequel to Shadow Divers, John, yourself, or what?
Well, technically speaking, it's not a sequel because it wasn't Richie and myself. It was me and John Matera and I. So technically speaking, it's not a sequel. But it's further adventures, or I don't know
exactly.
I'm not the marketing guy.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. He's just the adventure. He's just the super diver that they write about. And the first book, Shadow Divers, is about how they found this U-boat off the coast of New Jersey. No one ever thought it existed until you guys found it, and was quite a to do. And the adventure of finding it, and the story surrounding this discovery. Is quite it's remarkable, and you really need to read the book Shadow Divers if you haven't already. I know a lot of the diving community has seen this book as well as outside. I mean, this was like a New York bestseller for I don't know how years, wasn't it, John? I don't know how many.
Yeah, it made it to number two on the New York Times bestseller list, but we couldn't knock Bill Clinton's autobiography with Monica Lewinsky in it. So, apparently, we didn't have enough sex. We couldn't take over number one.
If you could only find an intern, and I don't know, maybe that will be in the next book,
Yeah, or put Richie in a blue dress.
Now, that'd be worth big
bucks. To be fair,
yeah,
Richie has never washed his wetsuit, so it's kind of like the blue dress.
Okay.
It's got a lot of material on it.
You know?
Yeah, but he just does that because he's cheap and he doesn't want to buy a new one.
Like most divers, who can blame them? All right. Well, you know, that's Shadow Divers. And I guess the big news, or we've talked about this in the past, but there is some news going on around that book, isn't there? Is there not, John? What's going on?
Well, there's we've tried several times already to come up with a script and working with the film studios. We were working with 20th Century Fox. Things didn't work out, but we were with another studio and working on a script right now. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So eventually this Shadow Divers book is going to be turned into a movie.
From your lips to God's ear.
Yes, it'll happen. I mean, the book reads like just a cool adventure movie for sure. Bubble Boy?
Yeah, Craig, I think John will be played by Ben Affleck, and Richie will be Matt Damon.
Oh, boy.
Actually, we were thinking Meatloaf and Danny DeVito. But, you know, that's up to the guys in casting.
So. You know, either way, I'd watch it. It'd get bigger box office receipts than, the Sniper movie.
Rob Kirsten, the guy who wrote Shadow Divers, is a real talented guy, and he wrote this new book, Pirate Hunters.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that's coming out in June, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough to get an advanced copy. I don't know how this happened. Actually, it was Howard. I stole his copy because someone stole my copy at Edema. But I was impressed with, first of all, the fact that we have a little bit of leeway before this book comes out. It's still a few months away before that actually is going to be a release. But, man, read this advanced copy. And, I mean, I'm excited about it. I would imagine you are ecstatic as well, aren't you, John? This is a cool story, what you guys found out there in the Dominican Republic.
Well, it's a story about pirates, very much like Shadow Divers. Shadow Divers was really, there was a lot of diving in and all that, but the thing that inspired us was the history. In the case of Shadow Divers, it was the history of the U-boats, and in the case of Pirate Hunters, it's really about the colonial period and the pirates living on the north coast of the Dominican Republic. So it really is some fascinating history, and it's the kind of thing that keeps me diving shipwrecks and looking for shipwrecks and having fun.
Yeah. You know, I mean, obviously there's a lot of work that goes into us, into something like this, way more than I would ever commit to. There's no doubt about that, but it's impressive any way you look at it. For sure. And, you got to wonder, what is it that, steered you in this direction? Was this something that you always had an interest in, pirate ships, or just something kind of, came across your radar someday and you're like, hey, I'm going to go do this? Well, what happened?
I was down in the Dominican Republic with John Matera, and, literally I was kind of walking around. It was after Shadow Divers. It was after Titanic, and I was looking for something to kind of throw myself into. And anytime you move into a particular area, divers are talking about shipwrecks that guys have gone looking for, and not been able to find. And on the North Shore in the area of Samanan, the Dominican Republic, the shipwreck that so many guys are going looking for, they've not been able to find. Actually, I think about 8 or 9 people said they found it someplace, but they're running out of air and no pictures and no artifacts and that kind of thing. But it was local legend, and I'm always interested in local legend.
Well, you're kind of a legend in a way. So
that's, and I'm local too. I'm over by Captain Van's Narcosis. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a cool thing. It's admiring to hear your story and to read about it how you get wrapped up in this kind of stuff. Because, I mean, I know Howard, that is a mutual friend of ours, he kind of got wrapped up into this shipwreck thing outside of Shadow Divers. You didn't even know him before that, did you? I mean,
we only knew each other literally through, the internet, and he was associated with Scuba Board and all that.
Right. But, right.
I just hope, I haven't read Pirate Hunters yet. I hope I make it. I hope I make it to the end of the book.
Are you kidding me? Now, I had Carl Fismer on last week, and he had not read it either. Are you kidding?
The Fizz.
Have you not read the book yourself? You haven't seen it? You're lying.
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, you know, I mean, the advanced reader copies just came out.
Right.
And I helped Rob Kirson, and, you know, he asked me to go through the book with him when it was like, I don't know, it was like the size of War and Peace or the Bible yeah. or something.
Okay, sure.
And so I haven't read the finished product, but I'm pretty confident everything that's in the book. I've probably read a lot of stuff that's not in the book.
Well, I'm sure you're right, but put your mind at ease. You are in it. You made the final cut.
I get to the end?
You do. You get to the end and then some. And we'll continue this conversation on the other side right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 uba. Scuba, duba, uba, haba. Scuba. Scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we're talking with John Chatterton, super diver from, you know, he's one of the shadow divers. He's a wreck diver known around the world. I don't know. All divers are, just look up to this guy, as they should, because he's done some crazy things. Whether it's finding new boats off the coast of Jersey or, well, now finding pirate ships off the coast of the Dominican Republic, which is... you know, the backstory or the story of this new book coming out in June called Pirate Hunters. And, of course, we'll be covering that accordingly on the big show. You're going to want to add that to your list of reading material. But I don't know, John, what do you like to be called when you're introduced to folks? What do you say other than your name? Like, hey, I do this. What do you tell them?
On my business card, I got professional diver. But I'm perfectly happy to just say, I'm a diver.
There you go. That's an exclusive club in itself. Okay. All right. Well, he's modest, but he is. He's like a, you know, you're a professional diver, but I still say super diver makes more sense. Bill, what do you think?
Well, I guess my question is, yeah. And this is where what I think separates John from from the rest of us divers.
Average mortals, yeah, what?
An extra chromosome?
A cape? Do you have a cape and a mask or something?
No, it is the decisions he has made in his life is what separates him, and the decisions is that he's been able to dive many, many, many more times in many, many, many different circumstances than we've been able to dive. How many dives, John? Oh. You got a ballpark number? Over number?
Well, you know, I spent 20 years working as a hard hat diver in New York City, and I was very detailed about my dive log, and I filled out my first log with 75 dives, and I got another, you know, log, and I kind of filled that out, and then I got like a steno pad, and then I was writing dives on the back of envelopes, and I've been working for a year, and I logged about 750 dives the first year I was working, and the boat where I had my dive log on sunk. So I'm probably
now here's the question. Did you ever dive that wreck to go and try and get your envelopes back?
Yeah. No,
that's the next book.
I looked all around for my briefcase. It was swept away in the Hackensack River.
Well, there you go.
You know what? That should be the name of the next book. Swept away in the Hackensack River.
all the geese will read it.
Yeah. You will not want Bill as part of your marketing team, by the way.
I think Danny DeVito's got a role in a movie called Swept Away by the Hackensack River.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the book Pirate Hunters, where you find this shipwreck off the coast of the Dominican Republic, and it's a pirate ship. And you know, I'm not giving away the thrust of the story here, because there's obviously way more to it, and it's about the journey and not necessarily the destination anyway. But it's very intriguing how you guys found this and all the twists and turns it took to get to that point. But I'm guessing to this day, the story has continued. There's probably a full book after that since, Robert's finished writing this one. Am I right, John, or what?
Well, yeah, you know, there's when we were down in the Dominican Republic, this wasn't the only wreck we were looking for. We were, you know, I mean, when you're looking for shipwrecks and any kind of diving you're doing, really, it's about opportunity. And you know, if you don't necessarily hit a home run every time at bat. So there's one other wreck that we believed that we found. It'd be the oldest known shipwreck in the Americas. And the only thing keeping us from diving it right now is the political considerations. And we're hoping to overcome that at some point. But I'd love to go back down there. There's at least one wreck that I would really like to get on, and you know, maybe if Rob's got nothing to do, we can talk him into writing another book. Or
well, there you go. Yeah, but it's the excitement of the discovery, not necessarily the booty.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, you know, anytime you're looking for a shipwreck, and I found shipwrecks, it's like, you know, you say, I figure it should be here, and you go out and it's, you know, a couple of dives, and you go, okay, that was easy. But that's not typical. So it's very much about the journey. And a lot of times, the more effort you put into it, the more obstacles you have to overcome, the more determined you get, and the more meaningful it is when you finally come to some sort of resolution.
Well, that is great news, because I got a proposal for you.
Uh-oh.
All right. Now, I know you've been dealing with professional writers.
Yeah.
Up until now. What? How about Greg and I help you write the next book? And if you want to go through a struggle and a journey, reading stuff that Greg and I wrote would be a struggle and a journey, and you would really appreciate your next book.
John, are you like me where you like more pictures as opposed to words?
Yeah. And I also want the big box of Crayolas when I'm the book, so.
Here's the thing I think we could do. Chapter 3, one sentence.
Oh.
But 27 pages. So it's a long sentence.
Yeah, and you know, the paragraph is going to be a little long as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I'll tell you what, I don't know.
Listen,
about you.
I got a challenge for you guys.
Uh-oh.
You know, down here in South Florida, I teach a couple of technical classes, Trimix and Deco and Advanced Rec and that kind of stuff. But I just started teaching a class in spearfishing. And you guys come down here, Pompano Beach, South Florida Diving Headquarters. We'll go out. I'll teach you spearfishing. And more importantly, I'll show you some of the real tricks to spearfishing in the waters down here in Florida. And when I hand you the stringer of fish to hold, I want you to look around, because usually that means there's a shark nearby.
Yeah, can we wait until Catherine's out of the waters of Pompano Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought white, they got the collar on, Catherine.
I'm a bit relieved, because when you started this, knowing John the way he is, it's like, hey, I want you to come down to the spearfishing class that I'm going to conduct, and we need targets. And so I'm a little relieved at least you didn't go down that road.
Oh, but, yeah, good.
No.
We'll start out with bait for shark fishing. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
If you survive the spearfishing class, then we'll go right to 300 feet.
Okay.
None of those road bumps in the middle.
Yes. Well, when it comes to this type of teaching, well, that's what's cool about Johnny. If he's not finding a pirate ship in, you know, the Dominican Republic, he's down diving for lobsters or spearfishing off of Jeff's boat down there in South Florida Diving Headquarters. I mean, it's kind of neat that you're just you still have that love of diving, just pure diving, just going out for fun, as well as doing a little teaching and sharing the love of diving. How do you maintain that excitement, John? With all this other crazy stuff you do.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
You're
easily amused, I guess.
I'm easily amused. But, no, seriously, you know, I've been able to do so many different things in diving. There's always something new and something I'm seeing for the second time with new eyes.
Nice. I love it. John Chatterton, one of the shadow divers. We got more with him next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're talking with John Chatterton, one of the shadow divers, and also featured in the new book, Pirate Hunters, coming out in June. And you're going to want to definitely add that to your list of reading material when it comes out. And we'll cover it accordingly here on the big show. But John, if people want to dive with you now, you're literally doing these classes down in South Florida, working off of Jeff Trode's boat, South Florida Diving Headquarters. By the way, Jeff's birthday is tomorrow. I don't know if you know that. So go over there and, you know, punch him or for me or something.
I got to get him. I got to get him a nice present. Jeff's a good guy. You know Jeff.
I know Jeff. And despite that, yeah, he's an okay guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And apparently he has two friends. So.
He has two. And I really consider him acquaintance more than that. But anyway.
Okay, he's down to one.
But regardless, you know, whether you want to do some of this wreck diving, you're doing teaching, and it's through what? SDI-TDI? That's the agency that you're teaching with?
Yeah, I teach through TDI-SDI, and on my website, I've got a schedule of classes. I'm also doing some salvage projects here and there, so I try and schedule the classes in between times where I'm out doing work kind of dives.
Yeah.
And it's all good, man. I am an incredibly fortunate guy. I've had some unbelievable opportunities, and I've been in a position to take advantage of them. Every day I get a chance to jump in the water, I want to seize the day.
Yes. Well, you are. You're fun to hang with, too. Obviously, you hear it on the show, but trust me, some of the stories John has told me off the air that we can't tell on the air are worth worth hanging with them. Any opportunity you can get. And that could be with...
And a lot of those charges have been dropped.
Hey, maybe so. But, yeah, we're going to have to take you up on this spearfishing thing. Maybe we'll come down and do some diving. Or if nothing else, just go out and just do some diving, period. And just hanging out. We'll figure something out, all right, John?
There's a whole bunch of wrecks down here, man.
All right, and you can get a hold of him through johnchatterton.com. Just go there and schedule those classes today. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving right after a Dan tip next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 123. Many know that orcas are considered the wolves of the sea. Lesser known is those bloodthirsty sharks are sometimes considered the vampires of the sea. And a war is coming. Twilight, Undersea Bloodbath. Coming soon to a theater near you in IMAX 3D. Scuba Radio is not yet rated. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Looks like you're happy to be here, Nick.
I am. How could you tell?
You're smiling.
You're right. And the smiling was a signal.
I get the feeling. You're signaling our topic for the day.
You ever notice how many signals are out there to help us through our day?
Not really.
Think about it. Everywhere you look, there are signals. Some subtle, some not, to help communicate what's going on around you. Street signs, traffic lights, calendar alarms. There are tons of them incorporated into our everyday lives, and they've all become really important to us.
Kinda like signaling devices are important to divers?
Saw it coming, huh?
We'll call it one of those not-so-subtle signals.
Well, I appreciate you going into it just the same. Yes, signaling devices are an extremely important aspect of diving, and divers really need to know why as well as what their options are.
Let's start with the why.
Signaling devices are important because they serve a variety of purposes. They allow divers to communicate up close and at a distance, both on the surface and at depth.
All at the same time?
Wise guy. No, it's not likely you'll be doing all of these all at once. But having the proper signaling devices close at hand will allow you to be able to communicate in most situations.
What kind of signaling devices are available?
Well, I'd have to say the visual markers are the front runners when it comes to common usage. Dive lights and tank markers are standard gear on night dives or dives with low visibility. They provide an easy way to keep an eye on your buddy's position or to ensure that you don't lose the group. Attaching a marker to the anchor or a scent line can also be helpful in finding your way back at the end of a dive.
Being in Florida, there's a lot of diving done from shore and private boats. Because of it, I see a lot of floats, flags, and buoys.
All of those are familiar sights, and each serves an important purpose. They indicate the presence of divers below, so other boats and water sports enthusiasts know to watch out for them.
What about visual markers for emergency use?
There are a lot of BCDs out there with signaling mirrors in their pockets, and safety sausages are increasingly considered standard safety gear.
Well, they're not just useful in emergency situations. I know a lot of divers who use safety sausages as buoy markers, drift dive markers, and even secondary lift bags.
They are really pretty versatile.
All of these items are considered visual signaling devices. What other kinds are there?
Probably the next most popular items are the sound-based signaling devices.
You mean like the whistle we're taught to carry from day one?
Exactly. It can be something as simple as that. Or other options that may be integrated into your equipment. There are a number of options out there, and more appear every year.
I'd say there's one more category that I'd like to call the high-tech category. What do you think?
For those of you who want to carry them, yes, there are more and more high-tech options available. Many of these work on frequencies by which the diver transmits signals back to the boat for easy tracking. The first GPS-based two-way radio is even available now. These devices tend to be much more expensive, but it's exciting to see the technology develop.
You weren't kidding when you were saying there are a lot of options.
There are a lot of options, but they all have one thing in common. They allow divers to communicate what's going on with them. They can alert other divers to the diver's position, or they can signal distress and trigger assistance. They can help you navigate or simply keep track of a buddy. Because of the many functions they serve, the importance of signaling devices can't be denied.
Whether you like to be seen or heard, don't be shy when it comes to diving signaling devices. Choose the option that works for you and make sure your message is heard. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio. Also, we have Jerry the Diver Guy and Phil Narcosis. On via the web, Phil in West Palm, Jerry in Virginia. And, you know, we're just talking to John Chatterton. And I let him go because, well, he has to go dive. He's always doing something or studying for some new book or adventure.
And He reminded you during the break about the restraining order.
Yeah. It's like there's a certain time limit I have with him that I have to maintain if I ever expect to associate him with him again. But as you can see, John's an awesome guy. And what's so interesting about him, and Richie for that matter, when I first met these guys many years ago, I think the first time I met him was at the Beneath the Sea show in New Jersey. And they were up there signing copies or promoting the Shadow Divers book. And at the time I'd heard about it, it was making quite a few waves because, as he said, it was a number two New York Times bestseller. And it shot up the charts quite rapidly once it got out there. But it's a diving book. It's about these guys that went off diving off the coast of Jersey, and they found this German U-boat that no one knew existed. And actually proved that the Germans were much closer to the United States than anyone had imagined.
Very close.
Yeah, and they discovered this. And the book chronicles the discovery and what led up to it, including many dives on the site where several people ended up, they died. They had accidents and stuff because it's highly advanced, wreck diving and crazy stuff. John and Richie were doing, and John in particular is known for being, one of those wreck divers that is a bit crazy. typical guys like me would look at some of the stuff he's done or heard about it or read about it and go, okay, I would never do that. But it's amazing to hear about these stories and what goes into it. But he's not some wing nut either. He obviously plans his stuff meticulously, and you kind of get some of that personality when you read the book, and especially in the new book where they're pirate hunters, where they did all the research to find out where this pirate ship was that they went and ended up discovering off the coast of the Dominican Republic. And it's quite an interesting story. Definitely two fins up for sure, and you're going to want to pick that up in June. And who knows? We'll have some other stuff going on with them as it gets closer to the release date of that book. But, what I want to get back to is that, as you can hear, John is such a cool guy. He's just a diver guy.
He's like a guy you'd want to have a beer with and talk about dive stories, right?
Absolutely.
He's
that's
incredible.
That's what's nice about
it. I've got the chills right now. Can we bring him back on?
No, like I said, that restraining order is in place. Yeah, got to keep
it. You know
it
what
in
I would like, Greg?
Yeah, what would you like, Jerry?
To sit him, John, and Walt, and Neil, sit them down at the round table and just hear the stories and see which one can outdo each other.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a tough one. And to be honest with you, I've actually witnessed that. But I will tell you, out of those three, Neil probably still has him beat. Neil Watson, the dive god, he is just unbelievable when it comes to stories. However, John's a great storyteller, too. And Captain Walt, you put all these guys together, and I've been fortunate enough to be a fly on the wall around some of these conversations, and it is, it is cool. And I try to capture it as much as I can on the show. But what's neat is when you meet these guys and you learn about what they've done in the past, you do feel a little overwhelmed at times, and it's easy to get caught up in it and feel uncomfortable and that kind of thing. But the fact of the matter is that they are so approachable. And John in particular, John and Richie, when they started promoting their Shadow Divers book, I didn't read it. As Bill has pointed out many times on Scuba Radio, I don't read.
Not a reader.
Yeah, just not a big fan. Takes too much time.
You never read it?
Wait for the book? Well, here's the deal. They're promoting this book. I knew about it. I knew basically the synopsis. I had read the press release and all that kind of stuff, but I had not read the book. And I told them.
It grabs you in. It takes you in, man.
Well, it does. But I told them at the time when I met them, I said, look, I'll put you on the show. You can promote the book, and I see what you're doing. It's good. It's a good diving story. I know I'm aware of, kind of the idea of what it is about slightly, but I haven't read it. And, Greg, don't worry about it. We'll go with it. And they were very very open to just coming on Scuba Radio and chatting, and we hit it off immediately and just started sharing dive stories. And I was like, these guys are fun guys, as you just heard John talk, and we ended up striking up a friendship over a couple years of seeing him at the dive events and, you know, having chats and a cocktail after after these events and, you know, just hanging out. And then finally, on a vacation, I read Shadow Divers literally like two years in to knowing these guys.
There you go.
And ended up reading it. And I remember closing the last page and turning to my wife going, oh, my God, I'm such an idiot. And thinking, these guys did all this crazy stuff. I had no idea. I'm just acting like they're buddies, and they're like super divers. I'm joking with John about that, but literally, when you read some of the crazy stuff that they've done, it's cool to know that they were nice enough just to let me chat with them as a normal schmo, right?
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg, the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, what made you finally decide to sell?
Moving to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, that'll be a change from Seattle.
Gee, you think?
Yeah, they have great scuba diving down there. You scuba?
Do I look like I scuba? I'm lucky I don't need a tank to breathe on land.
How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl year after year.
Yeah, last week I was talking about the Margaritaville on Grand Turk and how cool of a layout that place was. Thought it was like the biggest Margaritaville out there, but I guess I was wrong.
It is the biggest Margaritaville in the Turks and Caicos.
Okay, and that would be the only one in Turks and Caicos.
It is, in fact, also the only one in Turks and Caicos.
Okay.
But, you know, it's the biggest one in the Turks and Caicos.
Well, the biggest one, I thought I read it was in Caymans, on Grand Cayman. And they have a big Margaritaville complex there.
Mm-hmm.
And for the longest time, I thought the biggest one was in Orlando. I thought we had one here at Universal Studios that was supposed to be the biggest. So I'm not clear if the Grand Cayman one's the largest Margaritaville period, or the largest in the Caribbean, or, you know, outside of the U.S. or something like that. It could be. And I don't know, Bubble Boy, you have some?
I think maybe it's like cruise ships. Every time there's a new one, it's bigger and better than the one before.
Could be. But it's also, I thought it was new as well, and I guess it was like 2006 for Grand Turk or something.
Yeah.
It was new to me because I had never seen it before, and I was impressed with the layout there in Grand Turk. So anyway, yeah, cool place to go visit.
It is Grand Turk's.
What is Grand Turk, Diver?
It is the largest.
The largest?
Grand Turk is the largest? Yep. Now, see, yep. I thought I read that the one on Grand Cayman, which is newer, was bigger than the one on Grand Turk. Bill is feverishly working the web as we speak, so we'll get an answer to this probably by next week. So, for what it matters, I mean, who cares? Except, you know, all the ladies seem to think that bigger is better, so, you know.
You know, it gets to be a point where you have the law of diminishing returns.
Yeah, true.
I've heard some complaints.
Good point. As long as it's big enough.
Something about the motion of the ocean.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all a diver thing. But, you know, going back to, you know, this whole thing about, like, John and Neil Watson and some of these diving pioneers or super divers, as I like to refer to them as, it can be intimidating sometimes. When you're talking to them, when you really know what they've done or accomplished, and to feel a bit overwhelmed. You know, the way I get over that, or I should say, they kind of allow themselves to just talk and just relate personally. They're people, just like any celebrity you would meet or whatever. But we have this common bond and thread of scuba diving. Mm-hmm. And John, you know, pointed it out very clearly when I said, what do you like to be referred to? And he's like, well, I'm a diver. And we're all divers, so we have that common thing and you know, connecting us that allows us to communicate and connect on a level that, you know,
absolutely
doesn't you know let the head stuff get in the way. You know what I'm saying? And I bring
God bless him. What a great guy.
Yeah, good
you
guy.
Know, that shadow divers and these there's related books too that they talk about his actions and I just wanted to point out, Greg,
yeah,
that there are teachable moments in terms of education that us divers should pay attention to. For example, with the wrecks, he likes to point out that it's not just a question of if a wreck is going to collapse and fail, it's when. So you just don't go in and penetrate a shipwreck without really knowing what the hell the dive profile is all about, because just one bubble could, precipitate a collapse of the ceiling, and you're done.
You know what? I think that's a life lesson. Penetrating anything without knowing what you're getting yourself into is probably not a good plan of attack. But maybe that's just me. And like you said, yeah, learning from some of the stuff these guys have done is cool. And just hearing the story is almost enough on some scale as well.
Best life lessons, right? Watch where you put your signature and watch where you penetrate. That's it.
Okay. And well, I guess that's enough.
You can see some of these lessons that he done on Deep Sea Detectives.
Deep Sea Detectives, yeah. That TV show that him and Richie did on the History Channel, which was great. You know, they did like 45 episodes or something on History Channel. I'm really still to this day surprised that they pulled the plug on that History Channel didn't do it.
I think they're like 70 or 80. 80 of those episodes.
Well, there might be. They did it 3 or 4 years or something like that, I think. But anyway, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? But
all
you know,
I know is...
Yeah.
Yeah. I read the Shadow Divers, and, you know, everybody who hasn't read, you got to read these books. Shadow Divers and the related books, the Andrea Doria, The Last Dive about Chris and Christy, the father-son, Chris and Chrissy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I read those in the first 100 dives, and those books hooked me. Helped to hook me on diving. And so that's why in the first hour of the show and when John was on, I literally had the chills listening to this guy, because he is such a legend in my mind reading these books that what a thrill it was to have him on the show today.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we have this common bond of diving that connects us. And that is
that's
what allows
it.
Me to not get too caught up or like start to, you know, lose it a little bit, or, you know, because, you know, we just got reports of, like, Tom Cruise is diving and, you know, and what are some of the other celebrities? Oh, Geraldo is a diver and all these guys. And I always wonder, like, what it would be like to meet these guys on the dive boat. And I'm thinking, you know what? It'd just be like every other diver. We're down there to enjoy the underwater world. We're there to, you know, to do something that we all do together. And we have that common bond. It would be like talking to you guys right now. So, which is kind of cool. You know what I mean? Am I getting too warm and fuzzy? Should we join hands and sing Kumbaya, Bill, or what?
Kumbaya.
Great.
Let's do it. I got my guitar.
Wow. John Chatterton, by the way, hosted 57 of the 74 episodes of Deep Sea Detective.
Okay, well, there you go. See, Jerry the Diver Guy set us straight. All right, more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stick on.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not in water. Yeah, we in love here. Down in the mud. Yeah, I'm the
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.